Conservative Consumer Group releases ads targeting woke corporations. By Jacob Bliss on May 18, 2021. Consumers Research launched a new initiative to put consumers first, with the goal of stopping woke companies from playing political games using a seven-figure-plus ad buy to take aim at American Airlines, Coca-Cola, and Nike. The Consumers First initiative is launched as a name and shame campaign against corporations trying to take attention away from their failures by playing woke politics. The group's mission is to increase the knowledge and understanding of issues, policies, products, and services of concern to consumers and to promote the freedom to act on that knowledge and understanding, in addition to putting corporations on notice with their new initiative. Executive Director of Consumers Research Will Hild released a statement saying, American Airlines shrunk legroom for passengers and laid off thousands of employees during the COVID pandemic while receiving billions in taxpayer bailouts. Coca-Cola and Nike have both been exploiting foreign, potentially forced, labor in China while American workers suffer. It is time these corporate giants were called to task, he continued. Hild later added, we are giving consumers a voice. These companies should be putting their energy and focus on serving their customers, not woke politicians. The seven-figure-plus ad campaign will air nationally on cable, in addition to the local markets where the companies are headquartered in either Texas, Georgia, or Oregon. The ad specifically calls out the leadership at Coca-Cola, highlighting the company for the Georgia voter integrity laws they falsely attacked. The ad claims they did this to distract from the reality of the woke company benefiting from forced labor in China and their products poisoning American youth. The ad states, "Stop poisoning our children, start serving your customer, not woke politicians." Another ad specifically calls out Nike for always being extremely political. The ad claims, congressional report suspect Nike used forced labor in China and allowed Uyghur workers into their factory after being ripped from their families, sterilized and sold to factories. The ad ends with, stop exploiting foreign labor, serve your customers, not woke politicians. Lastly, the ad targets American Airlines for being rated the worst airline. The ad highlights American Airlines requiring an ID check when boarding a plane but criticizes Texas voter ID laws. The ad claims CEO Doug Parker is trying to appease the radical left to distract from receiving bills from taxpayers in a bailout but still reaps the rewards of over $10 million in salary. The ad ends, Doug Parker, American Airlines, serve your customers, not woke politicians.